In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is from 1 Kings, the 6th chapter, and John, chapter 2. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the word of the Lord came to Solomon, and I will live among the Israelites and will not abandon my people, Israel. Could it be true? Could it be real? Finally, at long last, God permanently and physically dwelling with his people once again. This is something that hasn't been since the days of Adam, when back in the Garden of Eden, the man and his wife stretched out their hand and ate in disobedience from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and God banished them from his presence, putting a cherub and his flaming sword to guard the way. That first sin separated us and cut us off from God's presence. Oh, sure, the Lord appeared to Noah, the Lord appeared to Abraham, the Lord appeared to Isaac and to Jacob, but he did not dwell with them. He did not live with them permanently. Oh, sure, the Lord appeared to Moses and instructed him to have the Israelites build a tabernacle, a tent, so that he may physically dwell with his people. But they were traveling to the promised land, and so the tent had to be taken down and put back up daily. And thus, his presence was not permanent. Moreover, when the tabernacle was put up for the night, there was a 12-foot curtain that separated God from the people. And not even Moses was allowed to enter that tabernacle. They needed Levitical priests to access God's presence, as they were too sinful. And the priest's job was to make atonement for their sins, so that the holy and perfect God could remain in their sinful presence. Then, having arrived in the promised land, God still only dwelt in a tent, the tabernacle, throughout even the days of King David. But now, all of that is changing. And it is changing in the days of King David's son, Solomon. He has just built a beautiful, illustrious temple, adorned in gold and silver, onyx stones, acacia woods, satin linens, and the like. And upon its dedication, the Lord speaks to Solomon, saying, I will live among the Israelites and not abandon my people, Israel. Finally, could it be true? Could it be real? At long last, God permanently and physically dwelling with his people once again. No. No, it is not. For while God does come and dwell in Solomon's temple, still there remains a separation between God and his people by a 40-foot curtain that only the high priest could enter into God's presence once a year to make atonement for the people. And inevitably, sadly, tragically, even this does not last, as the people's sin drive God's presence away once again. He leaves the temple, the very dwelling place of God, and he then sends the southern kingdom of Israel into slavery at the hands of the Babylonians. And then he is not heard or seen from for some 400 years. And sin has once again separated God from his people. It has cut them off from his permanent presence. But that's the nature of sin, isn't it? Adam's sin, Israel's sin, my sin, your sin. It ostracizes us, excludes us, separates us from God and from one another. I mean, just look at our lives. Children constantly disobey, disregard, and intentionally ignore their parents. Husbands cheat on their wives and wives on their husbands. Friends and family argue, have a falling out, or intentionally ignore one another, giving each other the cold shoulder. We steal from, we lie to others, we spew any little piece of juicy gossip we can get our hands on. We murder people's reputation by twisting their words so that it makes us look good. We hurt others. We kill others. There is hatred, bitterness, resentment, grudges, revenge, suffering, turmoil, and strife at every turn in every relationship. Sin is what causes Isaiah to cry out about himself, "Woe to me! Death to me! I am a man of unclean lips. I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the Lord, the King of hosts." It is what causes Isaiah to say concerning the people of God, Israel, "Your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear." It is what caused God to say to Moses, "You cannot see my face, for no one can see me and live." And it is what caused God to drive Adam and Eve from the garden and place a cherub with a flaming sword guarding the way back to his presence. Yet God does not desire eternal separation from you. God does not desire the death of a sinner. And he will not abandon you. So out of love for you, God came down from heaven and took on flesh. John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Isaiah prophesied of it, and the angel Gabriel foretold it to Joseph, saying, "The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us." God present among us. God in the flesh. This is what Jesus speaks of to the chief priests and Pharisees in our gospel reading when he says, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it in 3 days." The Jews thought he was talking about a building, but he wasn't. The text tells us he was speaking about the temple, which is his body. The flesh of Jesus is the new temple, which is greater than the former, because now in the presence of God, the presence of God itself is no longer confined to a building, veiled behind a curtain to be beheld by a priest only once a year. But rather now it is out in the open, God's presence veiled in flesh, and is beheld by all people. For Jesus is true God and true man, who was born, suffered, was crucified, died, and was buried, in order to be a sacrifice for all sins. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and who cleanses our temples, our bodies, from sin, not with gold or silver, but with his own precious blood, innocent suffering, and bitter death. And when Jesus is on the cross for you, at that moment, Matthew tells us that at the moment Jesus is dying, the curtain of the temple is torn in two from top to bottom. The dividing wall of hostility has been broken down, and we who were once alienated, separated, and far off from God have been brought near to him through the blood of Jesus. Jesus has reconciled you to the Father because the temple of Jesus' body was destroyed as an atoning sacrifice for your sin. And because Jesus raised it up on the 3rd day, you now have access to God. There is no more division between you and God. The Father has put the Spirit of his Son in you. And thus, St. Paul tells us that our bodies are now temples of the Holy Spirit. And what's more, the same Christ who descended into hell, rose again from the dead on the third day, and ascended into heaven. He is the one who is sitting at the right hand of God, and he is the one who will come to judge the living and the dead. And about that day, the last day, the resurrection day when Jesus comes again, as St. John writes, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning or crying or pain any more, for the former things have passed away.'" Thus, the last day is the final fulfillment of God's promise to you. For on that day, we shall visibly and intimately dwell with God once again, like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Paradise. The presence of God will be restored to us forever. Jesus will raise our temples, just as he raised his own temple on the third day. And we shall finally, at long last, behold and live with the living God forever. And all because the new temple has come. God has joined you in the flesh so that you may join him in your flesh in eternity. To him be glory forever. Amen.